Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Stravolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Snap announced it will launch Bitmoji TV in February 2020, featuring a user's customizable avatar in a full motion cartoon series. The content will live in the Discover tab of Snapchat and feature the avatar of users and their friends. It's unclear how long the episodes will be, how often they'll be released, and whether they will include ads. The Egyptian Competition Authority approved Uber's $3.1 billion acquisition of regional ride-hailing competitor Careem. The deal is expected to close in January. Careem will operate as an independent subsidiary under Uber, keeping an independent brand and management. As part of the deal with the ECA on the acquisition, Uber agreed to abandon exclusivity provisions with partners and intermediaries, share random samples of trip data with a trustee, and cap yearly fare increases as well as surge pricing. Uber must also meet these requirements for 5 years or until another ride-hailing company gains significant market share in the country. Postmates and Uber filed a complaint against Assembly Bill 5 in California Federal District Court. The companies argue that AB 5 violates several clauses in the U.S. and California constitutions, such as equal protection, because of how it classifies gig workers for ride-sharing and on-demand delivery companies without the exemptions it grants for workers who do substantively identical work in more than 20 other industries. AB 5 went into effect January 1st. The companies, along with two gig worker Coke plaintiffs, were seeking a preliminary injunction while the lawsuit is under consideration. In response to the Federal Trade Commission's allegations that YouTube has been violating the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by tracking children's data, the company plans to turn off comments, limit data collection on kid-targeted videos, and stop showing personalized ads on videos when parent company Google knows that the viewer is underage. In response to YouTube, some 175,000 content creators have sent feedback to the FTC, demanding that the agency rethink its strategy, which they say unfairly cuts them off from revenue. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service announced an addendum to its free file agreement with the tax preparation industry, which provides for a free tax prep tier for lower and middle income households. The addendum now bars tax prep companies from engaging in any practice that would exclude their free file offerings from an organic internet search. ProPublica reported last year that Intuit had set its robots.txt file on its site to not allow search engines to index its free offering. The addendum will also require that tax prep companies standardize the naming of their free filing offerings and drop the prohibition on the IRS developing its own online tax filing system. The Recording Industry Association of America announced that in 2019, streaming music accounted for 80% of the U.S. music market, with over 61 million subscriptions. This compares to 2010, when streaming accounted for just 7% of the market with 1.5 million subscribers. Physical and digital album sales each accounted for 9% of the market in 2019, down from 52% and 38% of the market in 2010, respectively. TikTok released its first transparency report, reporting which countries submitted requests for user data and to remove content. The report shows that India and the U.S. had the most takedown requests, with 11 and 6 government requests, respectively. China was not listed in the report, but the scope was limited to TikTok and did not include data from other ByteDance-owned apps like the Chinese version of TikTok, Douyin. Mozilla announced it was rolling out updates to Firefox to all users worldwide to be in compliance with CCPA. As of January 7th, users can now request that Mozilla deletes Firefox telemetry data stored on its servers directly from the browser, which includes information on how many browser tabs are open and the length of sessions. According to Mozilla's VP of Global Policy, Trust, and Security, Alan Davidson, the browser industry doesn't consider telemetry data to be personal information since it cannot be directly used to identify a user, but, quote, we feel strongly that taking this step is the right one for the people and the ecosystem. And finally, Tesla will begin delivering its first Chinese-made Tesla Model 3s to customers at the Shanghai Tesla factory starting January 7th. Tesla says its Shanghai-produced Model 3s will be 50% cheaper per unit of capacity than the ones made in Fremont, California, and Sparks, Nevada factories. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.